with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Rough weather across much of the nation. Millions of Americans at risk for very dangerous cold as storms continue to dump a lot of snow. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor.
We're still looking at dangerously cold wind chills expected across much of the northern Rockies, through the northern plains, down into the Midwest, where wind chills could be as cold as minus 40 to as minus 50 degrees.
And heavy snow in much of the Great Lakes, as well as Buffalo, New York.
We're looking at the potential there of additional maybe 12 to as much as 24 inches of snow, especially across portions of western and northern New York, downwind of the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Donald Trump stumping in Iowa just ahead of the Monday caucuses, and he's paid tribute to the toughness of the folks in Iowa.
We have a lot of people here. If this is any indication, the storm has had zero effect. Zero. This is tremendous. Well, as they say, you're very hardy people.
Mr. Trump says he is the best candidate to run the country and uphold conservative values.
You know, we're really the party of common sense. People say, are you conservative? Yes, I'm conservative. We did a lot of conservative things, but we're really not liberal, conservative. We're the party of common sense. We want to have borders. We want to have elections. We want to have low taxes, a strong military.
In Arizona, early this morning, four people killed in the crash of a hot air balloon, one person injured. The balloon carried 13 people, eight of whom were skydivers. After they jumped, the balloon began to experience trouble. This is SRN News. Well, the Biden administration has decided not to pull down another statue.
This time the target was William Penn, Christian, democracy advocate, and founder of the state of Pennsylvania. The National Park Service had been planning to remove a statue of him from Welcome Park in Philadelphia as part of a, quote, rehabilitation project. Public outrage followed swiftly, and the administration now says it will leave William Penn where he stands, just blocks from the museum that celebrates the U.S. Constitution, which Penn's writings inspired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge dismissing a University of Notre Dame professor's defamation suit against a student-run publication. Tamara Kay took the Irish Rover to court over its coverage of her abortion advocacy while employed by the Catholic school. St. Joseph County Superior Court judge ruling her assertions the coverage was false was unfounded. This is SRN News. National Weather Service meteorologist Brad Tenemer in Kansas City said the Chiefs and Miami Dolphins game was the fourth coldest in NFL history.
Kickoff temperature was right around between 2 to 5 degrees below zero. And by the time the game ended, we were looking at temperatures of 8 to 10 below. And with those strong west to northwest winds gusting up to 25 to 30 miles an hour, we were seeing wind chill values of 20 to 30 below throughout the game.
In Dallas, frigid conditions, and it's just going to get colder. Resident Kaylin Williams was out shopping for supplies, saying she wants to be prepared for this storm.
We got a lot of batteries, candles, warmers. We have like emergency blankets just in case. The storm that hit us a couple years ago was really bad in my area, so the power went out for like a week. Definitely don't want to experience that again.
More details at SRNnews.com.